Cosmos book. Just one second. Hello, hello. So, the back page, the back cover text. What's it going to say there? Well, we got some keywords. Popular science. Presentation of the Bhagavad Purana. Something how the author suddenly got drawn into a curious mission. Involved in the construction of a great Vedic planetarium on the countryside of India. Or I could say, place of pilgrimage in India. Confronted with a model of the cosmos we live in, that although to modern minds may seem like ancient mythology, but which is actually found all over the world. Original cultures. And even attracted and inspired the founders of quantum physics. And modern ideas about the world we're living being some kind of simulated reality of virtual cosmos. Well, if that makes you interested. This may be a journey for you. Beginning at the countryside of West Bengal in 1980, and leading on a magical journey through the three worlds. This is not a story about planets and galaxies and things in space out there, but the living cosmos. About a worldview that was in slightly different forms, universal, all over the world. Before the advent of materialistic science, so this is a book that questions our worldview. Our understanding of what the world is that we live in and who we are. What to do here. To make life happy and healthy. And sustainable. Many of us see that need today. Stopping the destructive cycle of human civilization. And it all starts within, a way of thinking. Our worldview. Something like that.